A recent survey of young women revealed that one of their key questions about faith and God and Jesus is whether they can actually, in fact, have a personal relationship with Him. Can they really experience God in a true relationship? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as I'm joined once more by my special guests, Janelle Knox and Cho Brereton. It's been an awesome week on the program as I've been joined each day, and in fact again today, by Janelle Knox and Cho Brereton, the editors of an online mag specifically for young women, late teens to mid-20s. It's called MiciMagazine.com, M-I-C-I-Magazine.com. We've been chatting about issues that really matter to young women, not because we think they matter, but because Mickey Magazine actually surveyed their readers and asked them what were the things that really mattered to them. What are the questions that they're not getting answers to? And one of them was, how can I hear God speak to me? Cho and Janelle, welcome again to the program today.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, I just want to share with you, a year or so ago, I had a young woman, all of 12. She emailed me with this deep yearning and deep frustration around this whole thing about hearing God speak to her. Her parents had just gone through divorce. She was going to a church, but she wasn't getting any of the answers that she was looking for. And what I love about this girl is she wouldn't settle for anything less than a deep experience of God. In her own way, and it blew me apart. And we shared some stuff, and I gave her one of my books, and she is now powering on with God and having a real relationship with God. That's where it's at, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's totally where it's at.
I was looking at some research that tells me that amongst Gen Y, only 17% use email, 90% use social media on a regular basis. You know, my parents used to worry about me watching Star Trek. In fact, they banned me from the evils of Star Trek. But I wonder whether there's a much bigger challenge for young people today, being connected 24/7 to their peers. They're even bringing out this research that we talked about the other day about sleep deprivation that it's causing. With all this noise, this clutter, this connectedness, is that making it harder to hear God?
I think it is. I think that the many voices in their life are actually drowning out the one voice that matters most. And so whilst they're more connected in so many ways, there's also that disconnect from the very thing that's the most real in their life, and that is finding God's voice in amongst the noise. That only comes by separating yourself for a time, spending time with God, having a place where you can get some quiet time with Him. You need to get to know Him just as much as you are desiring to get to know everybody on Facebook or on the social medias, which aren't wrong. You know, it's not wrong to want to be connected. But I think the most integral voice that can give you direction in your life is God. It's the only way that you're going to find that inner peace and that direction like this young 12-year-old found.
Mm-hmm. But this nice theory of being disconnected. Mm. We actually have a rule in our house. My daughter, who's 20 going on 21, great person. We have a rule in our house: you are not allowed to bring your mobile phone to the dinner table. Mm. Now, it's kind of a bizarre rule when I think back to my life when we didn't have mobile phones when we were kids, but we simply cause her to be disconnected from her friends so that she gets connected with us sitting around the dinner table. Mm. It's not an easy thing. Do we have a sense of how much time young women actually spend with God, spend disconnected?
Look, we don't actually have any figures to support that, but I think that in this day and age, it's really hard to spend proper quality time with God, you know, in the middle of school, in the middle of, you know, family commitments, and in the middle of social commitments as well. But look, I can only say that this is the cold, hard fact. To get to know God, to hear Him, you have to spend time with Him. It's a relationship, and that's why that time has to be carved out against all your, you know, that horrible pull that you have to actually go and sit on the computer and find out what your friend is doing. You have to really take that time out and spend it with Him, and that's what I did when I was about 16 or 17. I had no friends, so I had lots of time with God, and in the end, He taught me everything I needed to know, and I was obviously forced into that situation, but when you feel as if you don't have time, make the time. This young woman you're talking about, her passion has led her to seek the very thing that she's now found. She has been propelled to actually find what she's looking for, and that's it. You have to be passionate about it, and you have to want to hear God.
She has a passion to be connected with God that I haven't even seen in a lot of adults who've been going to church for 20 and 30 years.
Absolutely.
You know, to me, that's the starting point. It's this passion for God saying, you know what, when some lawyer came up and asked Jesus, what's the most important of all the commandments in the Old Testament? He said, to love the Lord your God with all your soul, heart, mind, and strength. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Mm. And yet, Jesus dies on a cross to let that happen. Mm. And then we say, we're too busy to connect with God.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious, isn't
Although
it?
We set aside an hour and a half on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where we connect with God.
Yeah. You can't get through it's kindergarten in an hour and a half on Sunday,
Absolutely.
Can you?
Absolutely. No. Exactly. And look, I think that there's a lot... The Bible talks very much about seeking God and finding him, and he's not hiding. He really wants to know that genuinely you're after him. And there's this very interesting sort of idea that if you can't find him in a day or 2 days, you give up. And it's like, no, don't give up. You know, spend time, persevere. Keep going. Yeah, and pursue and don't give up. It's a very instant generation. If it doesn't happen in 5 seconds, then it's boring or it doesn't work. Or
Well, I get stroppy if my Big Mac doesn't come out in like 10 seconds, you know?
Absolutely. And I get stroppy if I'm sitting there for the internet and it's taken 10 seconds to load instead of five. Absolutely. And it's the same thing with God. Don't give up. He wants you to find him. And like I said, he's not hiding.
No.
But take the time. Do. And you will be incredibly rewarded. And he says that you will be as well. So.
But I think with that, you know, we do go to church on a Sunday. In some ways, it's also like a little checklist that we've got. Okay, done that. Great. Connected with God. Okay, on to the next thing. Lunch with this person. This is happening. That's happening. Now I check my Facebook. Okay, then it's bedtime and the days roll on. And so it is really about a culture that is just streamlining in so many ways. And our connectedness is great in so many ways. And yet we're still disconnecting from the one person that matters most. And so it is a discipline that you really do need to set aside that time, but it's also practice. And also there's some tools that, you know, we've shared in our magazine about how to hear the voice of God, because a lot of girls don't know where to start. They don't know what it sounds like. So who is God really? You know, God is love and he speaks. He speaks when you ask him to, he answers. It says that in his word, he promises that as soon as we've prayed that the answer comes from heaven. So he's not delaying it. It's not like he doesn't want to speak to us. He is, but we need to be in a place where we can hear him and without the noise of the world around. You know, he speaks quite often in that soft, gentle voice, in a prompting, in a heart tug, in those things that we sometimes can overlook when we're rushing from one thing to the next.
Jesus said about himself as the true shepherd, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep will follow him, for they will know his voice. And it takes time. My experience, it takes time to get to know Jesus' voice, particularly with so many other voices shouting at me. And I have a lot of voices shouting at me. I have a lot of pressures. I have a lot of stuff, you know, that goes on in my life. And I know that if I didn't spend that time with Jesus in the morning on my own, the turmoil of life overwhelms me. Mm. I'm a strong guy. Mm. I'm 53 years old, right? But I find that the turmoil of life overwhelms me if I don't get that quiet time with God in the morning on my own to hear his voice, just to stop to know that he's God, that he does love me, and my whole day is a different proposition after that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can even just be in that breath. You know, we wrote a blog recently and it can just be just in a breath. Mm. And he can just give you that peace and he can recenter everything. And he can just bring it all to that one moment that you can breathe. He's as close as our next breath. Mm. He's the very air that we breathe. And so he's not removed from us. You know, we don't have to try and find this address like us this morning, trying to find a place in the rain, in the traffic. He's right with us. And so we don't have to go to a special one place only to find God. He's there. He's in us. He's our very core.
Well, we're out of time again today. We're going to catch up next week and keep talking about the issues that really matter to young women. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.